In this bulletin, the US with rare public criticism of Britain. Queensland police searching for answers after the apparent death of a man in Cairns. And in football, a very different looking semi-finals lineup in the European Champions League. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has, unusually, publicly criticised the United Kingdom. Yesterday, the United States failed in an attempt to get the United Nations arms embargo on Iran extended. It is due to expire in October under the terms of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal that US President Donald Trump has pulled his country out of. But only the US and the Dominican Republic voted to extend the embargo at the UN Security Council. Of the five permanent council members, or P5 countries, Russia and China voted against the US, whilst Britain and France abstained. Britain is known as the closest ally of the US, but Mr. Pompeo says he regrets their abstention deeply.
It's unsurprising that the Russians and the Chinese would like to sell weapons to the Islamic Republic of Iran. It is unfortunate that the French and the United Kingdom members of the P5 didn't support what the Gulf states have demanded, what the Israelis have demanded for their own security, the people who know best the risks in the region. So I regret that deeply.
Queensland police are searching for the last person to see 52-year-old Anthony Brady alive. Police have been searching for Mr. Brady since Thursday when his family reported him missing after he failed to return from a trip to Cairns. A body was found at the Sunshine Towers Hotel in Cairns on Friday evening. Whilst it is yet to be formally identified, it is thought the body is that of Mr. Brady. It's thought Mr. Brady died at least 24 hours prior to his body being discovered. Police are seeking anyone who saw anything unusual at the hotel, as well as a 32-year-old woman who is said to be known to police. Authorities are hunting a juvenile shark after it attacked a woman off the mid-north coast of New South Wales. The 35-year-old woman is in a stable condition at Port Macquarie Base Hospital after she was rushed there with serious leg injuries as a result of the attack, which occurred whilst she was surfing. The attack yesterday morning only ceased when the woman's husband jumped on the shark and repeatedly punched it until it let her go. Authorities say it is the third serious shark attack in the area in the past 6 months. Travellers have scrambled to get back to Britain from France in order to beat a coronavirus quarantine deadline imposed by the British government. Travellers had around 36 hours to get home after the measure was announced, or else they would have had to self-isolate at home for 2 weeks. Britain introduced the measure in response to a sharp rise in coronavirus cases in France. Traveller Brandon Cuffren says the British government risked people's safety by making the move with such short notice.
I was very disappointed about the announcement because there was very little notice given. Other countries like Germany gave tourists 7 days to return back to Germany, which to me seems like a reasonable thing to do. But the decision made by the British government was very quick, and it didn't give people time to respond in a way that was safe and allowed them to manage their finances and their vacation.
There have been around 250,000 coronavirus infections in France and around 30,000 deaths. Worldwide, there have now been around 21.3 million infections and around 768,000 deaths. In football, French side Lyon has knocked Manchester City out of the European Champions League. Substitute Moussa Dembélé scored twice in the 79th and 87th minutes in a 3-1 quarterfinal victory in Lisbon. Maxwell Cornet opened the scoring, but Kevin De Bruyne scored to make it 1-1 before Dembélé struck. Lyon will play German champions Bayern Munich in their semi-final on Thursday. The other semi-final also matches a German club against a French one, with Red Bull Leipzig playing Paris Saint-Germain on Wednesday. This is the first time since 1991 that no team from Europe's three biggest leagues, England, Spain and Italy, has made the Champions League semi-finals. Round 14 of the National Rugby League season concludes today with two matches. The 8th place Newcastle Knights host the 9th place Manly Sea Eagles in a key game. That's followed by the West Tigers playing the last placed Canterbury Bulldogs. Last night, the Canberra Raiders scored 5 tries in 20 minutes in the second half to thrash the Brisbane Broncos, 36-8 in Canberra. Raiders assistant coach Andrew McFadden says the team reversed its fortunes in attack.
We've probably been building up, I suppose, in terms of the last few weeks. We haven't really hit our straps with our attack, but it was nice to see some guys in some space tonight. I think that, you know, the whole performance is built on that first half defensive display. We were camped down on our line for a long period of time and, you know, only hold them to a couple of tries and then come out after halftime, I thought was excellent.
In the AFL last night, Jack Nunes kicked a goal after time had expired to give Carlton a dramatic and controversial 40-36 win over Fremantle. In yesterday's other AFL games, Melbourne beat Collingwood 100-44 and the Brisbane Lions beat North Melbourne 53-52. And now look at today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm and a top of 15 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 16. Melbourne, showers and 14. Hobart, rain and 14. Canberra, partly cloudy and 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 19. Sydney, mostly sunny and 21. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 20. Brisbane, sunny and 23. Cairns, sunny and 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.